A Senate committee passed a bill Thursday that aims to help ensure AI data centers coming into the state have the massive amount of power they need, primarily by subsidizing small nuclear plants and keeping coal plants online. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the committee heard nearly 2 hours of testimony, mostly in opposition.
Among other things, the bill would allow an Indiana utility to pass along some of the costs of developing a small modular nuclear reactor to its customers, even if the plant never gets finished. And so far, none of the ones in the U.S. have, many of them going billions of dollars over budget. Susan Schechter serves on the board for Fairfield Township in Tippecanoe County. She says many people there struggle to pay their rent and utility bills, and it's not fair to make them fund a speculative energy project.
Who are you representing if you are not representing the most vulnerable amongst us?
The bill also requires utilities that want to close a coal plant to replace it with the same amount of energy capacity or more. That could put renewable energy, like wind and solar, at a disadvantage. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Environment, justice, and consumer advocacy groups oppose the bill, while utilities in the Indiana Chamber of Commerce are in favor. The bill has already passed the State House and now heads to the Senate's Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee, where the public will get another chance to testify in front of lawmakers.